弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
谢谢小弟，现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考过斋，放纵情欲的神仆。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to now share the topic of woe to the servant who fulfills the lust of the flesh.
这是要继续我们在星期二晚间聚会的时候所谈的主题。
And this is a continuation of our last service in which we started this topic.
那要从士师记啊，士师参孙的故事啊，来跟我们一起所提醒，让我们在敬拜神的事情上、服侍神的事情上能够更谨慎。
That from the story of the Judge Samson, that we can learn some reminders and some warnings for our life.
啊，从圣经所记录的这个事件，来时常提醒自己要更加谨慎，持守救恩。
From this event that is recorded in the Bible, that we can be reminded that we must even be more aware and alert and to hold on to our salvation.
因为如果不谨慎我们很可能会走上参孙的道路。
Because if we are not alert, it is very easy that we may walk upon the path of Samson.
参孙他出现在一个非常黑暗的世代里。
Samson was born in a very dark age.
他又是神特别选召让他成为以色列选民的拯救者的人。
And he was also specially chosen by God to be a deliverer for the people of Israel.
神特别赐给他出乎常人的能力。
And God gave him a specially strength that is greater than an average person.
神也赋给他些特殊的使命。
And God gave him a special mission.
那他本来是应该要做成美好工作的人。
He was a person who should have done a beautiful work.
可是最后他是走上灭亡之路。
But in the end, he walked on the path to destruction.
他将神所托付的神要他活的生命走上完全相反的方向。
And he walked exactly the opposite of the way of life that God had entrusted to him.
虽然最后他也做了一些工作。
Even though in the end he did do some work.
可是他真的成为这个历代以来所有在看圣经的人最大的见解。
But he served as a person that through the ages of greatest warning for the people who read his story.
他是一个典型非常有能力的人。
He is a classic example of a person who has great strength.
也是很有智慧的。
And has great wisdom.
也是文武全才的。
And he was very capable.
那可是他最后却是以悲剧的一生结束。
But in the end, he still had a tragic end.
那圣经特别最后也又留下说，参孙是一个很有信心的人。
And the Bible also leaves behind the statement that he had great faith.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
第十一章，对不起。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章的第三十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 32.
这提到这个信心的勇士们。
And here it talks about heroes of faith.
他这个三十二节说，我何必再说呢？若要一一细说，像基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
Verse 32, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets.
三十三节，他们因着信就制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
34节说，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
34, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
这几个名字，前面四个都是士师。
And the four of the names before this, in the beginning of this passage, they are judges.
那这个也是在士师记里面的主要的人物。
And they are the main judges, main characters in the book of Judges.
从拯救神的百姓的工作上来说，他们都做了美好的工。
And the work of saving the people or delivering the people, they did a beautiful work.
他们真的是他们的生命应该是很值得。
And so their life, you could say, has great worth.
那可是他们的生活 却让我们看到很多的缺点。
But yet from their lives we can see many weaknesses.
那就让我们看到说，一个人他因着信做的工作跟他这个人的生命的表现有时候不太一样。
Sometimes we can see there's a difference between a living or living by faith as well as the actions that which they perform.
希伯来书的作者在这里所提到的是参孙他因着信心所做的工作。
Here it mentions the faith that the things that Samson did by faith.
就是说他真的是靠着神，一切都是因为神赐给他能力。那帮助他，所以他才能够完成工作的。
He truly relied on God in all his work that he to be able to complete his work.
就是我们看到说，神所用的人都是有他的目的。
So this shows us that the people that God uses, he has his purpose for every one of them.
从我们读参孙的故事会发现，他不是一个好人。
So from the story of Samson, we know that he was not a good person.
就是从我们的观点来看。
From our perspective.
因为他是一个非常随性、很放荡的人。
Because he was a very, he fulfilled whatever desires he felt like.
他已经看到，他就要。
Something, anything he saw, he would want.
他不高兴，他就生气。
If he was not happy about something, he would become angry.
那可是有时候他又是好像很柔软啊，很好像很无知啊，很天真这样。
Sometimes he also seems very weak and helpless, and also kind of innocent.
那我们会从我们的角度看，这样的一个人怎么神还用他，还给他那么大的能力
？So from our perspective, we may wonder why would God use a person like this and give them such great strength?
其实，因为他是神特别让他来到这个世上要做工作的人。
Because this is a person that God especially put into the world to do a certain work.
其实。神并不是要在他的生活上要来让他成为我们的榜样。
Actually, God did not mean for him in his life to serve as an example.
反过来是要用参孙这一个人来给我们一个很大的见解，来提醒我们一个后世的人。
But actually, he would use the life of Samson to be a warning for all those who follow.
那因为他的工作，他对这个敌人来，对从这个面对敌人来说，他真的是很勇敢的。
Because in his work of facing the enemies, he was truly very courageous.
他不愿意跟敌人妥协。
He was unwilling to compromise with the enemy.
所以他在靠着神击杀敌人的工作上，他真的是做得很有值得效法的地方。
So in the way that he treated his enemies, there's many things that we can follow.
可是他的生活上面有太多我们看的会摇头的。
But there are many things that he did in his life that when we read them, we would shake our head.
因为他没有办法分别为圣。
Because he was not able to be separate and holy.
他的表现跟神的仆人一点也不相称。
His behavior did not match at all a servant of God.
所以他就是一个活生生的例子。
So he is a very living example of
一个人他可以在工作上很有成就。
A person who is very has great achievement in their works.
可是在生活上他却是成为别人的见解。
But in their life, they serve as a warning to other people.
所以神用人去做工作，完成工作的人没有人可以自夸的。
So when God uses a person to do his work, nobody can boast of this.
但是我们每一个在做工的人一定要很小心。
But every one of us who does work must be very careful.
因为神在判定我们的时候，不是看我们完成多少工作。
Because when God judges us, He does not look at how much work that we did.
而是看我们怎么样照神的旨意活出一个荣耀神的生命来。
But rather, if we followed His will to live out our lives.
所以我想我们在座没有一人会认为说我应该要效法参孙的这个生活。
So I don't think anyone sitting here would think I want to follow the example of Samson.
我们一定会对参孙所留下的这个见解非常的警惕。
Rather, we would be very cautious and alert when we read his example.
所以请看马太福音第七章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第七章。第二十一节
verse, chapter 7, verse 21.
这里说凡称我主啊主啊不能都进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以我们现在在基督救恩的时代里面。
So now we are in the time of the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们在看参孙的故事的时候。
And when we read the story,
我们先不用去想说参孙到底可不可以得救。
We first don't need to think about whether or not Samson can be saved.
他得不得救是神的事情。
Whether or not he can be saved is a matter for God to decide.
因为我们很多人一定有这个疑问，他到底能得救吗？进天国了没？
Because many people probably have this question whether or not he can enter heaven.
以后我们如果去天国，我们就会如果看到他，我们就知道了。
One day, when we go to heaven, if we see him there, then we'll know the answer.
啊、如果我们去到那里没看到他，就知道他没得救嘛。
And if we don't see him there, then that means he did was not saved.
啊、如果我们不能得救，去地狱啊。
But if we don't aren't saved and we go to hell.
如果撞到了参孙，你知道啊，参孙你也在这里。
And then we run into Samson、啊、and we say, oh, you're here too.
啊、如果参孙最后是没有在地狱，啊、在天国，那我们就真的就完蛋了。
But if we're in hell, but Samson really in the end went to heaven, then we ourselves are doomed.
所以这个问题留给神去解决。
So this matter we can leave it to God to.To resolve.
但是他这里告诉我们要得救一定是要遵循天父旨意。
But for here it tells us that in order to be saved you must do the will of the Father.
所以神的仆人不但要完成工作。
So the servant of God not only do they have to complete the work.
其实最后也是要进入神的家里的。
Finally they must also enter into the household of
God. 因为这个仆人一定是在神的家里才有价值。
Because there is only value if they can enter into this family of God.
在旧约的时代你看参孙他是神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, we see that Samson was a servant of God.
神没有称他做神儿子。
But God never called him his son.
但是我们今天在这个世代里面。
But today in our time.
我们不但是神的仆人，我们更是神的儿子。
Not only are we the servants of God, even more so, we are the sons of God.
所以我们一定要遵循天父的旨意。
So we must follow the will of God.
第二十二节是说，当那日一定会有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
And at that time many people will say cast out many demons and do many works in your name
就是说他们也做了很多工作
And they also did many works
可是他并不是在执行天父旨意的
But they are not doing the will of God
那最后第二十三节主就说我明明告诉他们说我从来就不认识你们你们这些罪人离开我去吧
And then at the end, God says, I never knew you. Please get away from me.
所以神说我从来就不认识你们。
And God said, I never knew you.
那我们就会觉得奇怪，那你从来不认识你，我们怎么又可以奉你的名去做这些工作呢？
And then you would say, this is odd. If God never knew them, then how could they do this work in Jesus' name?
其实做那个工作，像赶鬼，像行异能，这都是百分之一百从神来的，这是神完成的工作。
So actually, all of these works to be able to perform all of these works and to cast out demons is 100% done by the work of God.
那是这个人有多厉害。
It is not by the power of that person.
所以这个人被神用了。
So if a person is used by God,
但是他不懂得要去珍惜神用他，最后的目的就是要让他进入神的国度里面去。
But they do not know to treasure the fact that God wants them in the end to enter into the kingdom of God.
以为只是要来做一下工作，做完做事做好就好，没事的。
That they think that if they can just finish the work and they're done, then everything is fine.
然后就忽略了说要遵循天父的旨意。
And then they neglect to do the will of God.
啊，最后就是被神弃绝在门外的。
In the end, they will be forsaken and left outside the door.
那所以我们在看参孙的故事。
So when we look at the story of Samson,
我们一定要先有这个认识。
We must have this type of recognition.
工作跟生活有很有可能是两回事。
The work that we do and our lives can be two very different things.
但是我们的目标是要让工作跟生活合一的。
But our goal is to have our work and our lives be one.
所以神的仆人一定是要能够活出神的形象，能够成为神的见证人才行。
And so the goal of a servant of God is to be a testimony for God.
但很可惜，参孙就是一个失败的例子。
But very unfortunately, Samson was a failed example.
那我们就要从四世纪第十六章来看这个问题。
So we will look in Judges chapter 16 at this issue.
为什么他最后是最后说哀哉祸哉参孙呢
Why at the end did he say woe?
我们对他来说我们看他的一生我们最后说他真的是呜呼哀哉一命呜呼哀哉啦
And when we look at his entire life we also feel that his life is filled with woe
真的就栽在一个女人的手上
And that his life was really lost at the hand of a woman
他一个非常有能力没有人有办法想象的大力士
And he was such a great and mighty person that has power beyond imagining.
可以单徒手撕裂狮子。
He could with his bare hands tear apart a lion.
可以拆 拆掉那个城门，然后扛着走四十里的路。
He could also tear off the city gates and carry it up a hill.
可以用一只驴腮骨击杀一千个人。
He could use a jawbone and kill 1,000 men.
都是单独完成的，没有任何人帮助他。
He did all of these things on his own. Nobody helped him.
这么有力量的人。
So he was so powerful.
但是最后他却没有办法胜过一个女人，有几个女人的哀哭。
But at the end, he was unable to overcome the cries of a woman.
他很有力量，很无孔有力。
He was very powerful.
可是内心哦，有时候真的是像那个软弱无力的病人病恹恹的一样。
But inside his heart, he was very weak and he was very stubborn, very hard-hearted.
就是说，他真的是很特别。
He's very unique.
用我们现在的想法，真的想不懂。
And if we look at it from our understanding today, it's very hard to understand.
就好像别人已经拿刀子要砍他了，要杀他了。
It's like if a person already has placed a sword against you to kill you.
他还说我的脖子很硬，你杀杀看啊，你那个刀子刺不下去的。
It's like he almost tells him, "Test, try it out. My neck is very hard. You won't be able to kill me with that sword."
最后他真的死了。
But in the end, he really died.
那所以。我们看到一个很有力的人，可是内心其实是很软弱。
So we see that a person who could be very strong outside, but inside he is very weak.
最后怎么会走上这条路呢
？Why would he walk along on this path?
真的是非常冤枉。神当初要他做的工作
，It is very pitiful.
要他扮演的角色
，Because he was unable to do the work, the role that God had given him.
事实上，就是因为他。自己认为自己很厉害
，and it is because he thought of himself as very great.
他觉得他可以玩弄这些罪恶的事情没事。
He thought he could play around with these evil things and be fine.
最后等到他有事的时候，他已经来不及了。
But when it was when the trouble came, it was too late.
所以本来神所要赐给他的所有的福气，他最后通通都失落了。
And in the end, he lost all the blessings.
哦，所以是非常的可悲啊。
So this is very tragic.
参孙的一生，我们可以用以赛亚书第五章的一句话来概括。
And his life we can describe with a phrase in Isaiah chapter 5.
请看以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah, let us look at Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章的第十八节
，Isaiah chapter 5 verse 18。
祸哉，那些以虚假之细绳牵罪孽的人，他们又像以套绳拉罪恶。
Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope。
十九节说，任他急速行，赶快成就他的作为，使我们看看；任以色列圣者所谋划的临近成就，使我们知道。
19 that say, Let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come that we may know it.
因为这里就提到有一些人哦，他们现在就在玩弄这个罪恶，就好像他们可以驾驭罪恶，所以要往这边就往东边就往东边，往西边就往西边，他们可以随时可以好像可以控制啊这个罪恶的走向。
And so this passage tells us that there are people who think that they can draw sin along with cords, that they can turn it in whichever direction they want it to.
像他们很期待说啊，这个罪恶的结果会有什么，会是什么
？And that they can know what is the result of the sin.
从这十八节、十九节就看到有这一群这个顽梗悖逆的百姓啊。他们就是要看说，那神所讲的会不会真的就这样照他所说的实现呢
？And
真的会这样子吗
？The rebellious people they question whether God will really do according to what He has said if they sin.
所以他们恨不得赶快来试试看啊，这个罪恶的结果是什么
？So they want to try it out and see what is the result of their sin.
参孙就是这样的一个心情。
And Samson had this attitude.
我们就看到。我们星期二的时候谈到 有许多放纵情欲的表现、啊、
On Tuesday, we mentioned that there are certain manifestations of behavior of fulfilling the lust of the flesh.
虽然他有一对非常敬虔的父母亲，在一个非常敬虔的家庭长大。
Although he grew up in a very reverent and God-fearing household.
可是当时候的整个大环境，其实对参孙来说，真的也是、跟我们现在不一样了。
But the environment that Samson grew up in, or lived in is different from ours.
因为当时那个罪恶的情形、哦、是全民性的。
Because at the time, sin was prevalent among the entire people, among all the people.
因为百姓他们当时候对敬拜神的事情是个人任意而行。
Because at that time, man did what was right in his own eyes.
比如说，我们现在看回来《出世纪》第十七章。
So we turn back to Judges chapter 17.
十七章就记载当时候的那个背景，当然他为什么会最后参孙走上这条路呢？
In chapter 17, it shows this background for how come Samson ended up.
他很放纵，他觉得什么都无所谓。
Samson thought that he could do anything he wanted.
这不是一个单独的事件。
And he was not an isolated incident of this.
因为在参孙的周围，基本上所围绕他的都是这些对神的吩咐律法无所谓的人。
Because around him were people who also did not care about the laws of God.
所以我们有时候要去想一想，哎，当时候神的百姓落到这个地步来以后。
So if we think about it, that the people of God had had declined to this state.
难怪连神的仆人都站不住了。
No wonder even the servant of God could not stand firm.
因为十七章。四世纪实际上就讲这个米迦这个人。
Because Judges chapter 17 talks about an individual named Micah.
他们怎么去就用一些银子，用一个木头，就是雕刻偶像，然后就把它当作神在拜，神坛设在自己的家里面。
And they used silver and they used some wood and they carved their own image, placed it in their house and worshipped it.
那么这个米迦可以自己立祭司。
He even appointed his own priest.
哦，他还可以去雇这个。立位人来当祭司，觉得这样子，哇，神就祝福我。
He even hired a Levite, thinking that now the Lord will bless me.
这个诫命里面所讲的，不可以要独能拜独一神，要不能够拜偶像，不能够雕刻偶像，全都犯了。
All of the commandments that you cannot carve your own image, that you cannot worship any other god, he transgressed all of these.
我们从第十七章、第十八章看到，好像没有一个人是真的在意神所讲的话的。
In chapter 17 and chapter 18, we see that nobody really cared about the word of God.
真的没有一件行为是说是合乎标准的。
There was not one action here that was according to the standard of God.
十七章、二十八章真的没有一个行为是合乎神的要求。
And 17 and 18 does not have anything that is accordance with the requirements of God.
偷窃的。
They were stealing.
抢东西的。
They were robbing.
对啊，然后他们看到那个这个利未人看到有利可图，他就可以随便背叛之前雇他的人。
And
没有所谓的诚实诚信的。
There was no sincerity. The priest he betrayed those that hired him before.
他想要做什么，什么对他有利，他就去做了。
Whatever was of benefit to him, he would do.
完全没有想到神的事。
He completely did not think of the things of God.
不会去考虑到别人。
He did not consider other people.
这就是当时候整个社会的背景。
And this is the background of the people of God at the time.
在这个拜神跟这个生活上面，他们的态度就是第十七章的第六节说的。
And their attitude is in chapter 17, verse 6.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what's right in his own eyes.
哦，所以有这个大环境，当然就会造就这样一个人的行事风格了。
And because of this larger environment, this also contributed to how Samson was this type of person.
那参孙他放纵情欲在第十六章哦。
In chapter 16, that he fulfilled the desires of his flesh.
用一个很简单的例子来说明。
There's a very simple example of this.
第十六章的第一节，参孙到了加萨，在那里看见一个妓女，就与她亲近。
In chapter 16, verse 1, when Samson went to Gaza and he saw a harlot there, he went into her.
那这个加萨是当时候非利士人的大城，在南部的，离他住的地方很远的。
Gaza was at the time a large city of the Philistines, and it was far from where Samson lived.
最少有40 miles.
It was at least 40 miles away.
是敌人的大城。
It was a large city of his enemy.
那参孙是之前才跟非利士人对抗，杀了1000人，众人都要抓他的。
And Samson had already killed 1,000 men, and everybody is trying to capture him.
人家都认识这个人。
Everyone knows him now.
因为他头上有一个长发的记号。
Because he has long hair that serves as a sign.
他是无孔有力，人家都知道。
Anywhere he goes, people will recognize him.
可是他就是跑到加萨去。
But yet he went to Gaza.
他觉得这个地方也没有什么好可怕的。敌人虽然敌人的那个大城市，他觉得我一个人去不会没有事。
He did not think that there's much to fear here going to a city of his enemies.
他到了不该去的地方。
He went to a place he should not have gone.
然后他说他看见了一个妓女。
And then he saw a harlot.
然后他看见，然后他就叫亲近。
When he saw her, then he went close to her.
然后 这个时候我们看到这个人真的是，你看他什么都不管，他只为了要满足他的情欲。
So we see that Samson did not care about anything, he just wanted to fulfill his lust.
好像走那么远就特别去不知道去做什么，反正他看到这个妓女就跟他亲近了。
And he had walked such a far distance, we do not know why, but he went there, but once he saw this harlot, then he went into her.
那一天他差点没命。
That day he almost lost his life.
那天晚上他还懂得赶快跑。
And he ran away that evening.
所以他还有点警觉。
So he knew he had to fear for his life.
发现被埋伏了，赶快连夜逃走。
When he realized that there was a conspiracy around him, then he hurried to flee.
那这一段从第一节到第三节就在告诉我们说，这个人的力气到底有多大，他到底有多特殊。
In chapter 3 and chapter 4, it tells us how great was Samson's strength, how unique he was.
但是我们看到他自以为他可以强过所有的敌人。
But he thought that he could, by his own strength, overcome his enemies.
他一个人跑到敌人的大城里面去，他也不害怕，他也不需要同伴。
He went alone to the city of enemies and he was not afraid. He did not think he needed any companions.
他的表现就好像敌人他是看不在眼里的。
And so his actions show that he really looked down on the enemies.
但是他看见这个女人他就喜爱。
But once he saw the harlot, then he desired her.
这是一个习惯。
This is a habit.
接下来到第四节。
And then in verse 4,
他现在回来到他们自己的境界在梭列谷的地方又看见一个妇人。名叫大利拉，然后他就喜爱了。
And now it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, who he saw.
那这个就是在索拉附近，他的家乡附近的地方。
And so the valley of Sorek is near his hometown.
我们就看到这个时候，这个三孙呢，他都是圣经都一直描述，他是看见什么他就喜爱了。
And the Bible describes Samson as anything that he sees, he desires.
从第十四章就是这样子。
This was so starting from chapter 14.
他到亭拿去看见一个女子，然后他就想要，就是要求父母亲说，把她娶来给我为妻。
When he saw the daughter of Timnah, he desired her, and he also requested for his parents to marry her.
好，然后第十五章也是，你看他现在很生气的走了之后，他现在带着像一个要去，他要去看他的妻子。
In chapter 15, and he again desired to see his wife, and he was determined to go.
14, 15, 16, 一开头的时候都是要强调参孙都是用眼睛看的。
In chapter 14, 15, and 16, it emphasizes that Samson did everything he looked with his eyes.
他这个人看了他就想要了。
And what he saw, he wanted.
那所以他想要得到他眼睛所喜爱的，他心所想的。
He wanted to desire the things that he saw, the things that his heart desired.
最后就是虚空。
And at the end, it was vanity.
也就是这样子，所以最后这个就成为最后十六章里面参孙要丧命的这个致命点。
And this becomes the point of which Samson loses his life in chapter 16.
好，那我们就看到。有时候我们真的要很小心我们的眼睛。
And so this tells us that sometimes we really need to be careful with our eyes.
多少人的犯罪都是因为眼睛看见的。
How many sins begin because of things that a man has seen?
因为我们去看了不该看的。
Because we look at something we should not look
at. 可能到了不该去的地方去看了不该看的东西。
And we have gone to a place we should not have gone to look at things that we should not look at.
现在也其实也不需要到什么特定的地方，就在我们自己的书桌前面就可以了。
And today we don't even need to go to any particular place. We can just we can see many things from our computer desk.
在我们电脑屏幕上。
On our computer screens.
在我们的手机里面。
On our phones.
我们可能看的那不该看的。
We look at things that we should not be looking at.
最后一定会走上像参孙的路一样。
And at the end we will have the same. We will walk upon the same path as Samson.
我们看到。三孙他放纵情欲的结果。
We see the result of Samson fulfilling his lust.
他很在意满足他肉眼目的情欲。
He really emphasized on emphasizing the lust of his eyes.
最后，他眼睛被挖掉了。
And at the end, his eyes were gouged out.
所以他从光明里面进入黑暗了。
So he went from the light into darkness.
所以放纵情欲的结果就是他失去他原本他认为是很重要的那种享受。
And so the result was at the end, he lost what he felt was a very important pleasure or desire.
第十六章
In chapter 16.
第十六章的第二十一节。
In verse 21.
敌人最后抓住他的时候。
When the Philistines finally captured him.
你看人家敌人不是把他砍手断他的脚。
We see that the Philistines did not cut off his hands or his feet.
不是一刀给他毙命。
They did not kill him with one strike of the sword.
是先把他眼睛挖掉。
First, they gouged out his eyes.
然后把他 把他用铜链把他锁起来。
Then they bound him with bronze fetters.
然后把他带到监牢里面去推磨。
Then they brought him to the prison to be a grinder.
我们看到他最后所失落的。
We see that what he lost in the end.
他的眼睛没有了。
He lost his eyes.
他失去了自由了。
He lost his freedom.
他失去了神的恩典。
He lost the blessings of God.
他也失去了荣耀。
And he lost glory.
他本来在这个加萨城里面，他很大方的行走，觉得你看，因为大家都认识他，大力士。
Before he, when he was walking around in Gaza, he was very proud that everyone would recognize him.
可是最后，他的荣耀失去了。
But he lost his glory in the end.
然后他就变成一个像一个奴隶一样在那里推磨。
And he became like a slave, grinding in the prison.
啊，最后还是被提出来在众人眼前在那里当戏耍的玩偶。
And finally at the end, he was called out to be an entertainment for the people.
然后让神的名被羞辱。
And to bring shame to the name of Lord.
我们就看到参孙他最后 所留下的那个结局很悲惨。
So we see that the ending that Samson leaves is very tragic.
他的眼目的情欲真的是导致他最后的丧命的。
The lust of his eyes really caused him to lose his life in the end.
所以今天呢，我们如果放纵情欲的人呢，最后都会眼睛瞎眼。
Today, for those of us who are always fulfilling the lust of our eyes, in the end, we will be blind.
那这个眼睛瞎眼，其实这个就是魔鬼的手段呢。
And for us to be blinded is the scheme of Satan.
所以罗马书第八章啊。
So Romans chapter 8.
我们现在看罗马书第八章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第六节
Romans chapter 8 verse 6
说体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
6 for to be carnally minded is death but to be spiritually minded is life and peace
第七节说为那体贴肉体的就是以神为仇因为不服神的律法也是不能服的
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God for it is not subject to the law of God nor indeed can be
第八节说属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢
So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以体贴肉体其实这个就是放纵情欲的一定的结果。
So those who are carnally minded, this is their result.
那参孙他最后变瞎眼。
At the end, Samson was blind.
最后死亡了。
And he died.
所以当他眼睛被挖的时候你看他真的是很不能够接受啊！
When his eyes were gouged out, he really could not accept it.
他觉得这个最大，这是个很大的羞耻。
This is a great shame, humiliation.
那所以，四世纪的第十六章的第二十八节。
And so Judges chapter
十六章二十八节
16 verse 28.
甚至到最后
，at the end，
他最后一次祷告也是第一次公开的向神祷告的内容。
His last prayer is the first time that we see the content of his prayer.
就是说他是公开的祷告的。
Oh, he prayed publicly.
第二十八节他求神。
In verse 28, he prayed to God.
在整个参孙的一生，我们只看他两次求神而已。
And so in Samson's entire life, we see that he prayed twice.
第一次是十五章渴得要死的时候，怕敌人来报复，没有能力去抵抗，他求神能够有水让他喝。
The first time was in chapter 15 when he was afraid that before his enemies he would be thirsty and die.
第二次
The second time
就是这一次也最后一次的
is also his last time.
他说主啊求你见念我神啊求你赐给我这一次的力量使我在非利士人身上报那挖我眼睛的仇
He said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes.
你看到他当时候对眼睛被挖掉这个仇他记得多深呢、啊、
We can see how deeply he held this grudge of his losing his eyes.
他即使在最后的时候他求告神他其实都不是为了说神的名被羞辱是这个 我来让他们这些人在那边赞美他们的他们偶像 的这件事情。
At the very end, his prayer was not because of the name of God being put to shame because he was there with all where all the idols were.
他求神是要让他能够报挖双眼的仇呢。
But instead, he prayed to God that he could avenge the Philistines for his two eyes.
这个时候他没力气的。
At this time, he had no strength.
因为他的力量已经离开他。
Because his strength had departed him.
他神的恩典离开他，他就没有力量了。
Because once the blessing of God left him, he no longer had strength.
所以他以前有的那个力气，其实神的力气的。
So the strength he had before, it was actually God's strength.
神的灵在他身上工作的时候
，When the Spirit of God was working upon him，
是都是在他没有求以前就有的。就是说，神的灵在他身上哦，他不是说求神的灵，你让我有这个能力，然后再去打敌人，都不是。
It was the strength was there upon him, without him ever praying for it.
我们看到以前参孙在被抓以前，他面对危险的时候。他们也在祷告了，不用祷告哈。
Before when he faced danger, Samson did not need to pray.
神的灵降在他身上，他就变得很特别。
The spirit of God would descend upon him, and then he would be very.
他就像超人一样。
He would be like a superhuman.
那这个就是我们看到说，其实这个是神的工作嘛。
And we see that this is actually the work of God.
可是他以为那个能力是他的。
But he thought that strength was his.
这个时候，参孙才真的明白说，原来。那个能力都不是他拥有的。
And at this moment, he realized that all that strength was not his own.
现在他求神给他力量。
Now he prays to God to give him strength.
要报仇。
He wants vengeance.
因为他的眼睛被挖掉了。
Because his eyes have been gouged out.
那这个就是他当时候，你看他一直都是要满足他眼目情欲的结果。
And we see that this is the result of him wanting to fulfill the lust of his eyes this whole time.
他成为瞎眼的。
He became a blind person.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定要非常的谨慎。
So our brothers and sisters, we must be very cautious.
魔鬼他会用很多方式让我们瞎眼。
That Satan will use many ways to cause us to be blind.
当我们瞎眼的时候，其实就是我们没有能力的时候了。
Once we are blind, then this is the time when we have no strength.
我们如果内心的眼睛瞎了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
When if your the eyes of your heart are darkened, how great is that darkness?
所以主耶稣才会一直说我们要警惕。
So this is why Jesus keeps telling us that we must be alert.
马太福音呢
？In Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太福音第五章哈。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
第五章第六章对不起第六章二十二节才对
Excuse me, chapter 6
二十二节
Verse 22
眼睛就是身上的灯你们的眼睛若嘹亮全身就光明
22 The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light.
二三节说你的眼睛若昏花全身就黑暗你里头的光若黑暗的那黑暗是何等大呢
23 But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以你看这个眼目，这个光明很重要。
So we see that whether our eye is light is very important.
参孙他当时候，其实如果我们仔细看他所走的路线呢
？If we carefully look at the path that Samson walked.
他很在意他的双眼被挖，所以他看不见。
He really cared about the fact that his eyes were gouged out and he was blinded.
其实他在双目还是在的时候，他的心眼其实就是已经瞎的。
Actually, before he had lost his eyesight, his heart was already blind.
因为他根本没办法分清楚谁是要害他的人。
Because he could not distinguish who were the people that wanted to hurt him.
所以主耶稣这里说，眼睛的如果眼睛昏花，全身就黑暗。
And so Jesus says here that if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness.
那他说这个黑暗是何等大。
And how great is that darkness?
这个黑暗就是说，真的就好像敌人就要把你吞吃的，你还把他当作很爱的人，然后是好朋友。
And this darkness is like if an enemy wants to swallow you up, but you still treat them as if they're your good friend.
那所以。参孙就从一个很有智慧的人变成一个很愚昧的。
So Samson went from being a very a wise person to being very foolish.
所以他这个放纵情欲，他衍生出来的结果就是，真的我们看的啊，真的说怎么人会这么傻呢
？So the result of his fulfilling his flesh is this result that we think, how could a person be this foolish?
我们看回来四书记十六章。
Let us return to Judges chapter 16.
16章的第五节。
Chapter 16, verse 5.
现在他爱上了这个大利拉。
Now he has fallen in love with Delilah.
那现在非利士人的首领呢，他去见这个妇人。
And the lords of the Philistines have come up to her.
然后求对他说，求你要去欺骗参孙，来探探他到底怎么这么有力气，我们怎么用什么方法可以胜过他，来捆绑他，克制他。
And they requested of her that she entice him and find out where his great strength lies and by what means we may overpower him and we may bind him to afflict him.
我们这里就看到这个时候的敌人，这个非利士人首领，他们很聪明的。
And we can see that the lords of the Philistines were very smart.
他们现在跟参孙这样子交手了几次之后，
After they had interacted a few times with Samson,
他们发现参孙这个人力大无穷，没有办法，你就要跟他用正面去跟他拼。
They realize that his strength is so strong that they will not win if they confront him head on.
可是敌人都已经看出参孙的弱点在哪里了。
But the enemy has already identified where his weakness lies.
所以他们现在换一个方式了。
So they use a different method now.
他们现在就去找这个大利拉来下手了。
Now they go and look for Delilah.
那要去请大利拉来帮助，就是要拿钱来了。
And to ask Delilah to help, they offer her money.
那所以呢？你看人家这个敌人都变得聪明了，已经进阶了。
And so we can see that the enemies have become smarter in their way of dealing with him.
跟你比不过，力气比不上你，换一个方法嘛。
They know that they cannot compete with you in terms of strength, so they're going to change their method.
可是参孙还是执迷不悟。
But Samson has no idea.
他还是以为他是可以有办法控制的。
He still thinks that he can be in control.
即使连大利拉都跟他说
Even Delilah tells him,
第六节说
in verse 6,
求你告诉我你怎么会有这么力气用什么方法可以绑你克制你
Please tell me where your great strength lies and with what you may be bound to afflict you
这句话连续说了三四次了
She said the same phrase 3-4 times
都已经这么明显的跟你讲白了也不是这个都是阳谋不是阴谋已经话都讲在前面讲得清清楚楚
this,
要对你做什么
No longer become a secret plot but it is now open before you whatClearly, what they want to do to you.
可是参孙就是一而再再而三的不害怕，也不想要逃走。
But Samson does not care at all, and he is not afraid and or wanting to flee.
敌人都还在埋伏在他家里面的，在他房间里面，敌人埋伏了。
The enemies are lying in wait in his own house.
他之前在加沙的时候，敌人埋伏的时候，他还有警觉性，赶快跑。
Before, when he was in Gaza, when there were enemies surrounding him, he was still more alert and he fled.
可是这个时候，
But、
在这个时候。他就不怕了。
He is not afraid.
他觉得这是我的家，这是我的地盘呢。
He thinks this is my home. This is my
他很有把握。
Stomping ground.
那所以呢？你看，他就用了几次的方法去想要去愚弄这个女人。
So he used a couple of different ways to trick this woman.
可是这个女人后来哈、哦，她被他骗久了之后，她也知道用什么方法了。
But after this woman has been tricked a few times, she also knew to use a different method.
她后来也发现参孙的致命点在哪里啊。
She finally found out what the secret of his life is.
敌人知道参孙的弱点在哪里。
And now the enemies know the weakness of Samson.
就是在这个女人。
Which is this woman.
那现在女人被参孙骗几次之后，她也知道这个参孙的真正 的那个最软弱的地方是什么。
And now that the woman has been tricked a few times, she has finally found out the source of his weakness.
所以第十五节。
So in verse 15.
接下来，这个大利拉跟参孙说。
And she said to him.
她说：“你不跟我同心，怎么说你爱我呢？你这三次都欺骗我，没有告诉我你因何有这么大力气。
”How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies.
十六节，大利拉就天天用话催逼他，甚至他心里烦闷要死。
And it came to pass when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him, so that his soul was vexed to death.
你看这个大利拉，他都已经知道说参孙的问题在哪里了。
Delilah already knows where Samson's problem is.
真正能够打动他的。
She knows what will finally break him down.
他就用这个你不爱我这个话来跟他讲。
She used the word you don't love me against him.
这之前是参孙已经吃过一次亏的。
And before Samson had already,
但是参孙并没有学到功课啊。
Had already lost something, but he did not learn from it.
哦，因为第十四章他去停拿娶那个女子的时候。
Because in chapter 14, when he went to marry the daughter of Intimna.
那这个停拿的女子也是跟参孙啼哭说：“哦， 你是恨我，你不是爱我的。
And the, that Samson's wife also said, "You only hate me. You do not love me."
你给我本国人出谜语，你竟然没有把答案告诉我。
You have posed a riddle to the sons of my people, but you have not explained it to me.
她也是这样子，天天在她在参孙面前啼哭的。
And she also wept on him every day.
哭到参孙没有办法。
Until at the end, he could not take it.
最后把答案统统讲出来了。
So in the end, she he told the answer.
那所以最后你看参孙他就输了吗？
And that is how Samson had lost that time.
啊，也是这样子，所以这个妻子也归别人了。
And it is because of that that he lost this wife to someone
else. 现在这个大利亚再一次一样。
Now Delilah does the same thing.
她跟他说：“你不爱我。”
She says, "You do not love me."
你没有告诉我你的这个这些啊，这个真正有力气的原因，你怎么跟我是夫妻？
If you do not tell me where your great strength lies, then how can you be my husband?
你不跟我同心。
Your heart is not with me.
但是这个女人是要来。要他的命的。
But this woman wants his life.
但是这个时候，你看这个女人天天用话在逼他的时候，他说他心里烦闷的要死。
And it says that when she pestered him daily with her words, that his soul was vexed to death.
我们就看到参孙他有多软弱。
So we see how weak Samson was.
他这个时候，他的内心的心眼睛其实已经是瞎眼的。
At this time, the eyes of his heart are already blinded.
他根本不知道说。这个人就是拿药要拿毒药给他吃下去。
He cannot tell that this is a person who is trying to feed him poison.
反而他把心中的话统统给讲出来了。
But instead, he told her all the things of his heart.
他自己做见证说。
And he himself testified.
我自出母胎就归神做拿细耳人的。
I have been a Nazarite to my God from my birth.
人若剃了我的头发，我的力气就离开我了。
If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me.
我就软弱的像别人一样。
I shall become weak and be like any other man.
所以他很清楚的知道神的同在，是因为他现在还保留住他做拿细耳人的这最后的一个防线。
So Samson knew that God was still abiding with him because he still had this last sign of being a Nazarite.
可是你看一而再再而三，他就是玩弄这些罪恶的事情，觉得神能力还在，他无所谓。
But he was continuing to play with sin, thinking that God's abidance was still there.
可是最后就是这一次，他没有办法守住了。
But it was this last time that he was not able to keep it.
他把这个真正的原因讲出去了。
He revealed the true reason.
甚至当头发被剃掉的时候，他神离开他，他都不知道了。
So to the point that when his head was shaved and the Lord had departed from him, he did not even know.
那时候他还觉得说，哇，他要像以前一样，要出去活动。
He even thought that he will go out as before and shake himself free.
所以最可悲的就是，你看，当神离开他，他还不知道，他还以为他没问题。
So the most pitiful thing is that when God has departed from him, he did not even know and he thought he had no problem.
最后他就是让神的名被羞辱。
And at the end, he caused the name of God to be shamed.
他失去自由，
he lost his own freedom,
失去生命，
he lost his life.
他原本神所要给他的一切统统失落了，
he lost everything that God originally wanted to give him.
那可是最后圣经又补了一句话，
but the Bible says one statement.
他死的时候所杀的人比活的时候还多，
that in his death he, so the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life.
他做了事实做二十年。
And he was a judge for 20 years.
可是这当中，他所杀的人其实也没有多少人呢。
But during this time period, the number of people he killed was not really that many.
就是他的工作就这样结束了。
And his work concluded this way.
那我们留下了一个让我们一直是想不懂的问题。
And this leaves us with a question that we continually do not understand.
为什么神没有去阻止他？
Why did God never stop him?
还一直是给他力量。
Why did God still allow
him to have strength? 让他一直在这个罪恶里面去享受最终之乐。
Allow him to keep his strength so that he could indulge himself in pleasures.
其实我们就看到神的作为，神给他了很多的机会，要他去。反省改变。
We see the work of God was that He gave him many chances to repent and examine himself.
可是他一点也不觉得说他现在的这个生活这个做法有问题。
But he did not think that the way he was doing things was that there was any problem with it.
他也觉得说众人都是这样子。
He felt that everyone else is doing this.
所以他无所谓。
So it doesn't matter if I do.
神的力量还在，他就可以了。
As long as the strength of the Lord remains with me, I'm fine.
但是哪里知道他这里。他自己这样一意孤行的结果，就是真的死得非常凄惨。
But who would have known that he would die in such a tragic way?
不但他自己的损失。
Not only did he have a great loss,
也是整个以色列选民的损失。
This was a great loss as well to Israel.
其实更是整个神的国度的损失。
And it was a loss to the kingdom of God.
因为就在这一次，你看神的名被敌人羞辱了。
Because at this time, the name of God was shamed, by the enemy.
那因为敌人就说。你看我们的神哦，把这个人交给我们了。
Because they said that our God has given this person into our hands.
其实是谁把参孙交在非利士人手上
？But who actually is the one that has delivered Samson into their hands?
是神任凭参孙自己去做他自己的事。
It is God who gave him over to do his own to do Sam whatever Samson wanted.
那所以我们就看到神留下这个鉴戒给我们每个人做。
So we see that God left this example for us as a warning.
我们今天。一定要非常小心我们自己的生活。
Today we must be very careful of our lives.
我们重要的就是不可以用工作的成效去评估我现在在神面前安不安全。
What is very important is that we cannot use the result of our work to measure whether or not we are secure before God.
有时候我们会觉得说我祷告还有圣灵啊。
Sometimes we will think when I pray I still have the Holy Spirit.
我做什么事情好像神也没有什么反应啊。
Whatever I do, it doesn't seem like God has much of a reaction.
但有时候我们可能会误解的。
Sometimes we may be mistaken.
等到真的事情出现的时候。
When something really will happen.
那时候都已经来不及了。
By that point, it will be too late.
哦，所以参孙的警惕啊，我们要时常去思想。
So the warning that we have through Samson, we need to constantly reflect on.
真的像圣经所说的。
Truly, as the Bible says.
我们种什么就收什么。
What we sow, we will reap.
我们绝对不会误判神的公义。
We will not, God will be just.
我们现在来看加拉太书。
Now let us turn to Galatians.
第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第六章，我们现在请看第七节。
Let us look at chapter 6, verse 7.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
第八节说，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
所以我们让我们以一颗敬畏神的心，时常去调整我们的生活。
So let us have a reverent heart to constantly adjust our lifestyle.
彼此劝勉。
And to exhort one another.
让我们彼此代祷。
And let us pray for one another.
因为从参孙的一生，我们看到他一个人从头到尾特立独行。
Because we see that Samson throughout his life he was alone. He had no companion with him.
也许他是觉得。也许可能别人也没办法跟他一起的。
Maybe it was that nobody else could be with him.
因为跟他一起的，他还觉得碍手碍脚，因为他还要出力气去保护你。
Because he would consider it a hindrance, and now he has another person that he has to protect.
他自己去一个人就搞定了，什么都很简单。
Because if he does something by himself, he can take care of it himself.
所以他，我们从头到尾就看到参孙都是一个人在做事的。
So we see that from beginning to end, Samson did everything on his own.
不管去哪里
，No matter where he went,
不管做什么事，打敌人通通一样。
If whether it was against the enemies or in battle,
他很有力气。
He was very powerful.
可是最后他也有那个时候，他没有力气的时候。
But he also had a time when he was weak.
他最后也是需要一个童子来带他了。
At the end, he needed a lad to lead him.
最后那个童子带他去摸那个柱子。
And the lad led him to
要死的时候。才发现说，原来同伴这么重要。
At the time of his death, this is when he realized that how important it is to have a companion.
没有这个童子，他要想要去抱那个柱子，要去把房子弄垮都没有机会。
Without that lad to lead him to the pillar, he would not even be able to push down to collapse that the temple.
所以我们真的需要有弟兄姐妹彼此带祷。
So we really need the prayers of our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们珍惜我们有弟兄姐妹可以一起同工服事的这个机会。
Let us cherish the opportunity to work together with our brothers and sisters.
让我们能够顺服圣灵。
And to
顺服圣灵。
And to submit to the Holy Spirit.
然后可以克制情欲。
And so that we can overcome, we can subdue our lust.
今天我们如果 做的工作最后不能得救。
If the work that we do today at the end we will not be able to be saved.
那最后羞辱的不只是这个人，而是包括神跟包括教会。
At the end, not only we ourselves will receive shame, but it will also bring shame to the church and to God.
愿我们都能够成为神重用的仆人。
May we all be a very good worker for God.
能够成为荣耀神的子民。
And be someone who will glorify a child of God that glorifies God.
能够得到神的祝福。
And receive His blessing.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him together.
262首。
262.